Oh, just the land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the improvements are the improvements.
Got it.
So that makes the total 113,727 for the appraised total.
Is somebody in your office going to go ahead and call him and give him the results?
We'll tell him.
We need a vote first.
Yeah, we got to have a vote.
No.
Dave, we found a calculation error on the land on this one that we're calling in.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to change the land value. The motion on the table and second is to change the land value from $167,500 to $32,500, which is comparable to the next door property, not changing the improvements. 337.
So that would make the total appraised value $113,727.
Is there a motion second?
Yeah. Make it what?
Make the total here $113,727. Now, what the assessed total would go to, that's.
And that asks you to, well, they've purchased it for $127,000, and that's pretty well in line.
Yeah, it's just a miscalculation on here. That,
all right.
On the land.
Aye.
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 That'll make your.
Ms. Stottle is up. BOE number 339 and 340.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Okay, Benny, go to it.
Gentlemen, I've never done this before, so I really didn't know what I was getting into to find out all this information. And when I first filled out this, I said, oh, it's jumped to 200% and 300% on the value. So I was told, now you can't just go in and tell these gentlemen it jumped because they won't listen to you. So anyway, I have done some work on it. This first one, I don't know which one it is. It's one lot. It is 35 by 70 feet. And I talked with the sewer department, and they informed me that all lines have to be in the lot 20 feet on each side. So I don't even have 40 feet there that I could do a lateral, apparently, to do that. I am enclosed, enclosed by one person on this lot, which makes it very difficult for me to do anything with it other than ask them if they'd take it off of my hands. So, I think on my little paper I said I thought it was worth $1,000. I think I would be darn lucky if they'd pay me $500 for it.
Yet it was jumped from 240
assessed.
Assessed, yes.
Yeah, now, which lot is this? Is that
this is the 21.
37, you said it was worth $2,475.
Well, she told me I had to put down a figure, and I just put it down when I was in the office. I have talked to Mrs. Case, who owns the property on both sides, and she said, you know, one time we were interested, and I don't know, I didn't talk to her apparently at that time, and I don't know, you know, what her thoughts was. I know she never offered me any amount of money.
I'd make a recommendation to the board to put this down to $1,500. It was a matter we were appraising those lots, and everybody did that subdivision just straight through as a subdivision. As you can see, she don't even have an accessible road.
There is no road to either one of these two properties.
And, but I'd recommendation the board to lower it to the $1,500, which would actually be below last year's value.
I'll make that motion.
What? And Minnie, you asked for $500.
I said if I got $500 for it, I would be lucky. I did not price it to her because she is in a catastrophe right now, and she said I might talk to you at a later date.
What would that take the assessed value down to, James?
$1,500. Can you get the calculator there on it?
Would that be acceptable to you, Minnie? With the $1,500?
Well, let me see what the assessed is.
$290.
$290? So it wouldn't be going down.
Be more than last year.
It would still be more than last year.
We'll put it on the same assessed as last year then.
I'll make, amend my motion to the assessor's recommendations to maintain last year's values.
That'll drop it from 890 assessed down to 240.
Well, that's what I've been paying on for years.
I'll second the motion.
And I'm about ready to say, hey, you can have it back for taxes because I can't do anything with it.
Is that satisfactory to you, Manny?
I'd like it a little lower, but if, you know, what? As I say, I can't get into it. I went down and they called, well, now you've got Thistle on there. The copy that I've got does not show Thistle. I did go down Thistle Road, and is it all right if I sort of motion? I think at this point, then I turned and came down to the highway. Now, it might have been a different one. I know it wasn't Van Gogh's because I only got so far down there and I couldn't go any farther.
That's the reason I'm asking the question, because I'm familiar with the Highline deal here on this property, and I know that she's limited with the footage plus the Highline obstruction that is in front of. That's another major Highline.
This may sound like a silly question. Why did you buy these two lots in the first place?
I didn't. My ex-husband bought them in a tax sale.
Oh, okay.
All of these lots. I mean, those three.
I don't have no objection to anything that's suggested on these lots.
I mean,
All I want to do is say consistent. We might have to go back to the theory that uniformity and straighten up a couple others.
Now, we have to be careful of that.
All those lots in there are valued at the higher rate, too. So,
do you gentlemen understand that we had a first and a second on that, but I was just wanting to make sure that you understood. We had a Highline across the front. We got a 75-foot lot, and what did you say, 50?
35 by 70.
35 by 70.
I'll remove my motion.
Same on the second.
But what are we doing about the other lots in there?
That's up to the assessor.
There are different sizes. There's not but one other lot that size.
Now, see, one of them 70 by 70.
Yeah, let's just stay with this one here. Let's get a motion on this one.
At one point we were discussing, I think Kenny mentioned you had a minimum value.
Is it $500?
$530.
$500
assessed.
That's my motion.
I second the motion for $530 appraised value.
And he's
seconding
the motion.
Aye.
Okay, now, please let me back up here. I know you've already passed it, but you're saying 530 assessed?
No.
Appraised value.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, we just want to mess with the appraised, because I don't know.
Christmas came early this year.
Thank God, I need it.
From 4,700 down to 530.
What's the other property?
Okay, the other property is right up that non-existent road.
There.
It is, but there's still no street in there to it. I am surrounded on that one. The gentleman, I think, owns the biggest part of the block there. I have never talked to him. I do not find his name in the telephone directory. I know he does have a Branson address, I believe.
What are you asking for? To go what was last year or reconsider everything?
I'd love for you to reconsider everything.
How about we'll just stay consistent and we'll double, because it's double the size of the other lot. I'll make a motion to reduce the appraised value to
$1,060,
which would be assessed value of approximately $200.
Is that a corner? Is that
supposed to be a corner, but there's nothing there.
I'm asking about the easement on that side that it shows an easement. How wide is that?
I do not know. I'm sorry.
We've talked about those roads, and I think they're all 20. I think they're all 20 foot.
I'll second his motion.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know about the easement on the High Line either. So.
I'm amazed that you haven't left them reselling for taxes.
BOE number 060340. My motion is to reduce the land value appraised price.
No, it isn't.
Appraised land for 10.60.
I think you're at 390.
He said
339.
That's the BOE number?
No, 339 was
340. Okay.
339 reduced to 530 and 340 reduced to 10.60.
And there was a motion and a second, right?
I think there's no 10 there.
Was there a second to that motion?
Yes, Danny seconded.
I did.
Second motion, all in favor say at 10.
Aye.
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 I'm not sure that I could even build on that 70 by 70 when I get down to sewer and stuff, and there is no sewer line down there.
Well, now you've got a 300 assessed for two pieces of property total.
Yes. And this was reduced then from 4,700 to 1,000 assessed.
We're good to one?
Did you follow all that?
No.
Not really, but if I don't, I'll come and fuss with him.
Please fuss with him.
I love to fuss with James.
We're going to be going back out and checking the Chevron properties to bring back in, but there are just four more, I think.
Okay.
What else have we got?
Can we ask for recess, sir?
Excuse me, we skipped over Mr. Timothy Sander. We took Minnie Stottle here before him, but we have not called Timothy Sander yet.
We made the motion that you were just going to call him?
No, that was Furman.
No, that's Furman.
That was Furman.
Oh, I see that. I'm sorry, I scratched it off.
Timothy Sander would be.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much, and thank you. It's good to see you also.
338.
All of you. Dr. Rose, of course, I'd known Dave before and met him before, but I hadn't Dr. Rose. Glad to meet you the second time. Thank you.
338. Right?
Yes, 338.
Timothy Sander. This is overvalued. They paid $100,000, but he thinks it's worth $80,000. This is all. There we go again.
Branson Hills. No.
Branson Hills. Does this look familiar? It's identical to. In fact, he got his for a little bit less than.
I apologize, we're running about 15 minutes late here.
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to the chairman of the board, but before I do, I just wanted to let you know that we are streaming live on our website, this appointment, and also it's being recorded.
Okay.
Okay, Tim, you want to just tell us your problem here? There's a lot of lots out there like this now. What has happened?
Sorry, go ahead.
Let's just ask for his evidence.
What's his evidence? Yeah.
Just present your case.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, basically, I think you've got it valued right at $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we paid $100,000 for it back in, just about 2 years ago. And it was probably at the very, or close to the very top of the market. I believe it's decreased in value. I think it's probably a pretty conservative estimate of how much it's probably dropped at this point. I spoke with a realtor there a couple weeks ago just trying to find out what some solds were. And I think she said at that time she really couldn't find any recent solds. I know there's some listings out there for probably in the 80s, and I guess at this point there really isn't any interest in that property. So I would assume that a 20% decrease from the top of the market is probably a pretty fair estimate.
See, Tim, we have a problem ourselves in that we must set the property values or evaluate what's been assessed on the basis of January 1st of this year.
And his evidence, do you have any appraisals or sales comparisons or any other evidence at all?
See, all we
have.
Go ahead.
The appraisal I've got is the one when we purchased the property. Like I said, back at the top of the market when we bought the lot, it was appraised at basically what we paid for it. The only thing I've got, since there aren't any recent activity over there, is that there are a lot of unsold lots over there, and just the overall decrease in market value in general, I think, is pretty apparent.
Being apparent sometimes, though, you don't have any evidence of it. We were talking about this, in fact, on a couple of other cases that came in, very, very similar to yours, and saying that probably in 2011, if we're looking at things right, these lots are going to be lowered in value because there have been some sales at some lower prices. But we can't see that. In other words, we look at the real estate transactions, and they are all up around the $100,000 to $110,000.
For 2008, we have several sales in there that all, right in that same area, that all went for anywhere from $90,000 to $105,000.
Yeah.
We got eight.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Now, I know that the golf lots, golf front lots, have sold for higher prices over there consistently. And from what I can tell, you've got my lot valued the same as you would value a golf front lot that probably sold for $20,000 or $30,000 higher than this one did.
That is possible. We take medians of means in the subdivision to do that.
If I've got another lot that's a golf front lot that is valued at $100,000 and I've got this one that is not.
No, that down the cul-de-sac.
I don't see how those could really be the same value.
That's what we're looking at right now, if you give us just a minute. We're looking at the plat up there and the assessed valuation on them.
Same thing. Okay. We're looking at lots that are right straight across the street from the cul-de-sac that you've got there, and they're valued basically the same, and they're not on the golf course. But where the whole block area there is assessed the same value, and it's even those lots, you don't pull right down to the next.
Go over against the golf course.
Well, we did. We already been.
They're
there.
The same price.
They're all the same
the
price.
The thing is that they may
so
be the undervalued.
The golf course lots may be undervalued, and maybe they should be raised up. This gentleman has said he paid $100,000 for his non-golf course frontage lot.
What about the one that below with the one you showed?
Those over on the left on the golf course there.
They just are undervalued.
They're all the same. Well, every one of them in
they're
there.
They're not on the golf course. They've got a lot of trees. They join the golf course
which
property.
One?
But
the one on the right?
Oh, I've got all kinds of those
sales.
Yeah,
fairway.
You ain't even seen those.
He'll be notified there.
All right. Is there? I don't have any more questions, Dr. Rose.
No. All right. We will discuss this. As I said, we've had to look at several properties in the same area, and you'll be notified by mail within the next few days of the decision.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion to deny.
Second. I'm not saying his. What I'm saying is that his is probably properly as valued. The other ones may not be.
How do we make a judgment on that?
Well,
he paid $100,000 for it, right?
Yeah, and all the others right there. You go start it right down the street there, and everyone is the same thing. So,
you know, interestingly enough, I know I've talked about Point Royal maybe too much because I lived there for so long, but there I intentionally picked one off the lot. I did not want to be fixing broken windows and everything all the time. And I paid less for my lot than the one across the street was bordered on the golf course.
I want the board to be aware that we give the 6% decline on all of these vacant lots. This value of this lot was $110,000 starting at the first of the year, or like lots. As you can see, we're at $103,400, which demonstrates that we did give a 6% decline.
Did we get a vote on that and everything?
Now, why? No, I'm just saying. Why was it last year only $950,000 and now $19,000?
That's another reason not to roll back the weight value. That's the original value of the subdivision and the land value.
Yeah, that was back before they really started selling the lots.
Yes, before we could establish value.
Okay. I had a motion and a second.
Aye.
You deny. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. 4-1. To deny.
Recess?
To one, is it, or when?
Yep. Recess to one.
To one. And I'll try to scrunch everything up.
How many have we got? I don't think.
I think we've got four left.